Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I wanted to share with our VFN Radio listeners, I want to share with you today, don't just cheer me up, lift me up, right? Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about cold water, cold water, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, the word God says that cold water to a weary soul is like good news from a distant land. Cold water to a weary soul is like good news from a distant land. That's Proverbs 25:25. But there's nothing like, Pat, mm-hmm. nothing like being very hot, sweaty, and extremely tired, like all of your energy and strength are zapped. Have you ever felt like that before?
Hot, sweaty, exhausted.
Yeah. if you lived in a hot summery place, I don't know, like maybe Florida.
Yeah.
And hot is like, I remember, oh my goodness.
It was, well, do you know anything about that?
Oh, I know some about that.
Yeah, the
I know
hot and sweaty and tired stuff.
Man, when I first moved to Florida, I was an air conditioned person. I did not leave the home. I was afraid of the sun. It's like, it's an oven. I'm going to melt away.
I'm gonna die.
But then you come inside and someone gives you a tall glass of ice cold water. Now I'm not these lukewarm water people. I'm sorry. If you're a lukewarm water type person that likes room temperature, you know, I'm not with you here. Okay? I'm sorry. I can't do it, okay? I have to spew it, okay?
It's got
to
go.
Gotta go. But someone brings you this tall glass of ice cold water. The type that makes your brain freeze and your teeth, you know, ache. Tingle.
Yeah.
You can almost feel the refreshing sensation as it goes down your esophagus and in your stomach. Mm-hmm. It's like that water is wetting every organ. You've been thirsty and hot? You're like, mm-hmm. I think that water just touched my liver. Oh my gosh. I felt it. I think it touched my liver.
Yeah. It's in my feet.
Well, in the same way, there's nothing like living in the busyness and stress of a day and someone bringing you some good news. Mm. I mean, you're busy. The day's stressed. You're running around. You're taking the kids. You're going to work. You're doing the stuff that you do. Mm-hmm. And you're hot. Yeah. And things are just going, you know, 9 to nothing. Mm-hmm. And then someone interrupts your day and says, I got good news. I mean, if you're like me, I just like, I stop the world. Yes, please tell me, encourage me.
You know, yeah, saying? Right.
You get a nice email, mm-hmm. and someone shares with you some good news. Man, there's nothing like it. I mean, it just puts an automatic smile on your face, like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh yes, please tell me. Mm-hmm. Please tell me, how is it? I mean, you think about good news, you think about it brings encouragement, right? Encourage, right. Not discourage.
Yeah. No,
encouragement. It puts a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. Some of us need help with that. You know, smile, show some teeth. Come on. Puts a smile on our face.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds us that good still exists in the land. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Yep.
You hear a good story, good news, you're like, man, there's still good in this land. Mm-hmm. It helps us to refocus us from thinking of what is going wrong to thinking and believing in the good, right?
Right.
I mean, think about like stories, Pat, of heroism. Mm-hmm. Man saves boy when he falls in the subway.
Right, right.
I mean, you're like, oh my goodness, this guy's a hero. Did you hear about the hero? I mean, they put him in the newspaper and everything. Cover him. Like,
right.
He's a hero. He saved that boy. Oh my gosh, he risked himself in the last second. The boy and him, you know, make it and the train comes. Or the woman, some woman gives a home to a homeless person. You're like, oh my gosh. Makes me, you know, you're thinking, oh my goodness, she just gave a house? Who does that? Who gives a house to a home? He's like, wow, man, there's still good people out there. It's like, man, that's good. That's, right. I mean, we know there's good people, but, you know, sometimes you hear negative news all the time and you're thinking, my goodness, is there anything good out there? You know, and you hear stories like that, or a hungry family is supplied with food for a year, or you're thinking, wow, someone sacrificed and gave someone food.
Right.
It's just as inspired as it keeps us good. Or someone maybe, you know, we hear stories that cheer us up. And a lot of people just want to hear stories just to cheer them up. Mm-hmm. You know, story upon story upon story upon story. Right. Some people like to share stories, messages, cheer. And it's like, okay, you know, I'm good. You know, I need cheering up like the next man. You know, you know, and I'm all for being cheered up and pumped up. Mm-hmm. But what happens when all that air eventually goes out?
Right.
You know, what happens when all, and so many people today, that's what they're doing. I mean, so it's like, is this another cheer me up? I mean, I got it. Okay, I'm these you know, I'm good for that. I like cheer me up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a better you, or 10 ways to this and 6 ways to that. And it's like, okay. And so, I had a thought. I'm thinking, you know, don't just cheer me up. Lift me up. Mm-hmm. We don't need to cheer everyone up. We need to lift people up. There's a difference, you know, and not just a rah-rah sis kumbah, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's a story in the Bible that I think about the Good Samaritan. And I love that story because I think it's in Luke 10. And basically that there's a Samaritan, Luke 10, I think verse 30. And he's going out to Jerusalem and he falls into the hands of robbers. And I'm paraphrasing. He's basically left on the side of the road, dude, just tore up.
Right.
And the priest happens to go down the same road and just passes him on the other side, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe he looked at the guy and said, hey, man, it'll get better.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
Right.
He tried to cheer him up, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he keeps going. And then another person comes by and looked at him and is like, okay, a Levite. And passed him on the other side too. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, I will tell them at the next exit that you're there and I promise to send you help. Cheer up, man. It's, you know, the sun's going down. You're not going to be hot and sweaty.
Right,
I know you need some bandages and stuff, and I know you're tore up there, but cheer up.
Yeah.
Help is on the way.
Yeah.
And then you got this Samaritan. This Samaritan that is traveling, and he saw the man and took pity on him. And he had so much compassion that he got off of his donkey, got off of his stuff, and went over and tried to fix the guy up and, you know, bandage the guy up and just love on him. Mm-hmm. And then he put him back on his donkey and took him to an inn. Listen to this now. Took him to an inn.
All right.
And left the, told the innkeeper, take care of him, put it on my tab, and here are a couple coins. Hook him up on me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, he didn't need a cheer me up. He needed a lift me up.
Yeah,
he needed a lift me up, a cheer up. I mean, listen, I'm down for the rah rah sis kumbah, but I mean, at some point, you know, we all need a lift me up, not just a momentary cheer, a plan for a better you, and all. Yeah. I mean, I get it, but. We have to go to the place of compassion. I mean, it's going to be real difficult to have compassion for people at a distance.
Yeah.
I mean, they walked on the other side of the road, Pat. Mm. I mean, it's hard to see people's pain. It's hard to see what people are going through when you're peeking outside of your windows on the inside.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right.
It's a different, you ever noticed, have you ever driven through your neighborhood and then you've walked through your neighborhood? There's a huge difference when you drive by. Mm-hmm. And when you walk by.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't notice there was a rock. Did you know people live next door? Did you know that? I never know that. I didn't know those people live there.
Right, right.
It's like, they're your neighbors. But it's amazing. You get in your car, in your house, and
You're just totally cut off. Yeah.
Totally cut off. But in order to have compassion, you got to go where the people are at.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be amongst them. You got to live with them and talk with them and share with them and share your life with them. And you'll be able to see firsthand what people are going through. And you won't walk past like the Levite or the priest and say, hey, man, cheer up. It'll get better.
Right. It's all good.
It's all good. It's all good. Give them a lift up. Give them a lift up. And people today, man, they're weary. They're weary. They're ragged by this world. They're beaten down by the enemy and sin and they need to hear the good news.
Mm-hmm.
They need to hear the good news of the gospel. They need to hear great news of Jesus Christ. We're talking about all great news before,
mm-hmm.
but this good news is not just going to cheer them up. Believe you me, it's going to lift them up.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is that, hey, listen, God's not holding these sins against us. This is really good news. We can turn our hearts back to him. We can get right. We can be a right relationship with him. Jesus said himself, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. There's rest in God. There's a lift. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Mm.
He says, listen, I can give you a lift up.
Yeah,
I'm just not going to cheer you up. I'm going to come to me. You're weary. You're heavy burden. You can come to God and you can take that burden and that pressure and that stress. And you're not satisfied because you're trying to read a positive book. And you thought maybe I could get positive. So I read a positive book. And then I'll just hear a positive message. And then I'll just hear some good little funny stories. And I just need more humor in my life. And humor's good because I love humor. It's medicine. But let me tell you something. You want to be lift up. You want to have, see, happiness is just something that happens, but joy comes from the Lord.
That's right.
You know, peace that passes all understanding. I never understood why early in my walk, says Jesus, Prince of Peace. What Prince, till I needed some peace, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
You've been through something that's so horrible
mm-hmm.
that you should be like a basket case and just so, you know, distraught, but somehow you have this peace because you know God. You have this peace. He gives you the peace that passes all understanding. That's great news when all pressure and everything is caving in and you're shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a peace from God.
That's right.
That rises above your ability to comprehend. It's like, I have no idea why I just feel this peace right now because all indicators right now are telling me this is a bad situation.
Right.
But God overwhelms you with his peace. He's come to take off that burden. He's come to take off that pressure and that stress. And he says, take my yoke upon you. Let me carry this for you. It's like cold water to a weary soul. Good news. Let me say, the good news is the great news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you haven't given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you today. Today, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is written in a fool's calendar. All we have is today.
That's right.
Come to the one who's the burden bearer. Come to the one who will lift you up
right.
and not pep you up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.